Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You've lost that love and feeling, which I marched down the aisle to on two occasions. It was one of those, Karen, that was all we had. That was all they had. They only had a couple of musical choices, none of which were particularly good.
I feel like that says something if that's all you can walk through the aisle.
You never with. Close your eyes. That part's good. But when the chorus starts and everybody's singing in the audience, feeling. You've lost that love and feeling.
There is nothing better than Defo. It's now time for The Defo Show.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
A couple of sad mistakes already made in my British Open golf pool. Spieth lighting up, Jordan Spieth. Oosty's right there. I took Oosty. And I want to say that I took Stewart Cink. Is that possible that I took Cink? Or am I sunk, Mike Luby-Lubitz? Am I imagining I took Stewart
Cink? Where'd
you
pull Cink from? You never mentioned him once all week, and you mentioned this.
He's a great putter. He's a great putter, and the subtle undulations of these British greens can make it very difficult for even the most proficient of putters. Huh? What? Peter Alice, man from the grave, talking to me. I have Alice in my head. I've had it. I'm in Alice in Wonderland. What the heck? I may as well be tripping here, watching this British Open and trying to follow what's going on. But the scoring conditions are too ideal, Mike Luby-Lubitz. This does not look anything like the kind of British Open that we actually can embrace. I want it to look more like a scene out of Sharknado, my friend, where fish literally are flying out of the Irish seas and hitting the fans in the face as the golfers try to navigate their way around a scorched earth-looking course. It's lush. It's green. It looks to be completely well-manicured. The rough is not standing up taller than the golfer himself. Not happy about this, Mike Luby-Lubitz. But low scores, everybody's got an equal shot. I have one guy really that's blowing a gasket, and that would be the big Spaniard, John Rahm. Who figured he would bounce out of those two great performances that he had? Actually, three in a row, right? He got the COVID thing. He was winning the Memorial Tournament, six shots ahead. They came out there. They just hit him right in the groin area. A very sensitive part of the body.
Yes.
He said, hey, by the way, Johnny boy, you're up six, and I must feel good, but we're going to embarrass you right outside here and tell you, you're out of the tournament. You're out. You're done. You're finished. You're a bum. As if he was Bob Baffert with a horse loaded with juice somewhere around Churchill Downs. By the way, Baffert got a reprieve. Did you see that, Luby?
Yeah, with New York.
How does this happen? Yeah, New York had him banned from racing, and Saratoga cranks up today. I misspoke about that. I thought it was tomorrow. Saratoga, I open up my New York Post, and I got chills. I got goosebumps, Luby. Here's a full card of Saratoga races ready to go today. So you have the so-called summer boutique meets on tap if you're a thoroughbred racing fan. Del Mar opens up. We're planning on spending a day there in late August, Mike Luby-Lubitz. That'll be on a bucket list. And that'll be one I can scratch off there, going to Del Mar while they're actually racing. You would think I would have gone down there, huh? All those years I was living in California?
Yes, in California. Yes, I would have thought you would have gone there at some point.
I'm not inclined to drive like 3 hours to get and schlep that long to get creamed at the racetrack, as beautiful of a racetrack as it may have been. Santa Anita had plenty of just intrinsic and inherent beauty also, although I would have to say that my favorite all-time in that category is beautiful Hialeah Park, no? Hialeah, in terms of ambiance and the grounds. You've been there, Luby.
Yep.
How beautiful is that when they're racing top-notch thoroughbreds? Of course, that goes way back into the past, but nonetheless, they're thriving right now, and it's fantastic. And I always liked, I understand what happened at Gulfstream Park, but I was a fan of the old configuration, as a lot of people were. Now, is this as dumb as saying that I would like to see the Dolphins play again at the Orange Bowl? No. But because it really wouldn't have fit the modern era, and I see exactly what they were thinking, and they did a wonderful job there converting Gulfstream Park. But I did like going up into the stands and watching races. That was one of those things. So you have a couple of classics here. Saratoga. I love this, Luby, about Saratoga. I think you would get a kick out of this also. When they open the gates, which I don't know, maybe what? They open up the gates at like 11 in the morning, something like that, 10 in the morning at Saratoga. But the people are already lined up outside as if it was, you know, a chance to go into a ball game and catch batting practice. You don't see this as often in modern-day American sports. And then everybody runs to try to claim a table. It's like a gold rush. Yeah. It's absolutely fantastic.
Classic.
And you put something down on the table, and then that table is yours, and there's a limited number of those. So if you don't get there early, and the trick is to send somebody, right, that's going to go ahead and take care of the entire group.
Yes.
You have 10 people in your group, but you send one. Okay, Manny, you be there at 10.
That seems to be the move.
But that guy has to get there under the cover of darkness to get position, and then it's kind of like a Black Friday situation where the people are running into some electronics store, and routinely, what is the lead story in the news? Part-time worker trampled to death as Black Friday begins with a rush on consumer buying. But it is kind of a fun aspect of going to Saratoga, which I've only been to once. That was courtesy of the Duke and the lovely and talented one. That was kind of nice, right? Private jet into Albany, New York, from Boston, from the royal wedding, the royal wedding of the Duke and Leslie Visser.
Yeah.
And then from Albany, straight a little rental car, whoosh, right into Saratoga for the first time and the only time that I've been there. So going to try and make it there as well. That'll be a doubleheader, a twin killing. During this period of time here where you should be enjoying yourself, right? Out there, a little bit of ambiance, a little bit of, you're looking for an atmosphere. Everybody's always talking about getting into an atmosphere. That is a great atmosphere for sport, Saratoga and Del Mar. There's my commercial for Thoroughbred Racing, Mike Luby Lubitz. But I'm being tortured by this British Open. A lot of my guys are doing well. Weestie is doing just fine, huh? You can't go wrong with Weestazen, can you?
It doesn't seem like it.
This guy is consistent, huh? He's always in the mix there. Jordan Spieth is having a hell of a tournament. I should have known, and I took Bazooten Hooten. Should I wallow in self-pity over that? I finally went with the guy that has ruined me in every tournament. And when I go with him, he shoots even par. I think he was 2-under, which isn't bad, but Spieth is lightening up. He was on that same list. The Marlins back in action tomorrow night against the Philadelphia Phillies on the road. Are they playing a doubleheader tomorrow, Lumi? I want to say yes to that. They have a doubleheader
going?
Yes,
they play a doubleheader today, actually. They start action back today.
That can't be today. No, the only game on the slate today
I'm sorry, the Yankees-Red Sox is today. The Marlins start tomorrow, and that's a doubleheader, yes.
Yeah.
With the Phillies.
Yes. Keep pace with this thing. Baseball coming back. Can we do it? What do you think? Need 32 and 41. 32 and 41. Is that right? 73 games?
Sure.
32 and 41,
said,
and we get the over. We get the over for Dino Volkswagen. That'll be great. All right, Buckets coming up. We'll get some more analysis from Scoop Skolnick, Five Reasons Sports Network. Always brilliant when it comes to the game of basketball on a professional level. We'll talk to Scoop about the NBA Championship Series and things that may go on in the offseason. And I would imagine he was startled as well to see the U.S. team go down in flames and get annihilated by Australia after they had lost to Nigeria the previous night. But they did right the ship, and they beat Argentina, whose best player was Luis Scola, who you say is out of the league, Luby?
I think. I haven't heard his name in the NBA. In the NBA in a while.
Got that scraggly long hair there. Looks like Neil Young, doesn't he? Playing basketball with Converse All-Stars. So. A lot tougher looking than Neil Young, I guess. All right, we're coming back with more in a moment. Scoop Skolnick going to join us next. Talk a little baskets. We'll take you up until 10 o'clock. The ALT Defo Show brought to you by Altitude International. It returns in a moment. Now that.
The time.
It is 9:13.
I get the Mustang in the car, and she's
right.
The ultimate backseat driver. She was backseat driving the plane yesterday on the
ramp. Put your wheels down! Put your wheels down!
Oh, my
man,
God.
We're like hovering over the Atlantic there. Wait, we must be in some kind of holding pattern. It's like it's 1 in the morning. What are you talking about? Who's holding anything here except, like, their time card ready to punch you out at the airport?
The Mustang knocking on the cabin door and telling the guy he doesn't know what he's doing. I could see
Oh,
that.
Pounding on the door like, you know, like she was Omar Sharif in some, you know, terrorist movie. You're like, okay, leave the guy alone.
Defo featuring Luby. Welcome back to The Defo Show.
Dead on arrival. That's what everybody thought the Milwaukee Bucks had been any number of times throughout this postseason. They're still very much alive. Now 2-2 against the Phoenix Suns in the NBA Championship to help us dissect what's going on in the final series. No, it's not Brian Windhorst. We've done much better than that. We welcome to the show, the ALT Depot Show, the great Ethan Scoop Skolnick, who has been brilliant on basketball every time we've had him on his show. Five Reasons Sports Network, he started that, and he has that thing on the rise, eclipsing anything that you'll find from the local newspapers, and, you know, never know. You know, they're saying that this industry is on the ropes, but Scoop will be to the rescue, I'm sure, whenever we need jobs. Scoop Skolnick, how are you, my friend?
That is a hell of an introduction, I will tell you. That's the best. That may be the best one you've given me, actually.
That's our backup plan. Well, you're our backup plan, so well, he's getting a good intro.
We're begging for work here. And, I don't have the money to retire, even though I just hit 70, so that's an unfortunate situation also.
Yeah, it's most accurate. I'll go with that.
All right. Very nice. Yeah, you never know how long this gig is going to last. I mean, you know, anything can happen. We're certainly seeing the newspapers dry up with their coverage. But speaking of coverage, I mean, where are we at in this series now? 2-2. Any number of times we've written off the Milwaukee Bucks. I wasn't surprised that they won that game last night. Maybe the fashion in which they did it, trailing by 9 with about 5 minutes to go. Phoenix Suns breaks. Washington with 40 points in the game. Should this series be dead even, and where do you see it going from here?
Yeah, I mean, I think dead even is about where it is. You know, I think you've seen some things with Phoenix that they've been able to exploit. It hasn't necessarily had Booker and Paul have a good game on the same night all the time, but we've seen some things with Phoenix that they've been able to exploit with Milwaukee's defense. I didn't necessarily think that they would be able to, but then we've seen some adjustments, and I think if you look at the other side, you know, Giannis, showing that he was still a sort of a powerful force after game one with the knee, he just looked unsure. He didn't play poorly, but he just looked unsure. And so in this game, you know, you take a look at what he did in the past three, he's been much more aggressive. Now, and then you know, you were finally kind of waiting for the Middleton game, and you got it last night, and he has been the guy who even, you know, though Giannis is obviously their best player, Middleton's been kind of their barometer for the past 2-3 years. When he plays well, when he scores big on pretty high efficiency, they tend to win. So, again, you've seen enough good things from both teams. I think it's been pretty close to even.
What's interesting is the play of the guard, and coming to you from the Off-Leash Only Studios, 941, so there's only iRadio app, talking with Ethan Skolnick, founder, owner, proprietor, one of the leading voice with Five Reasons Sports, at Five Reasons Sports on Twitter, at Ethan J. Skolnick as well. The guard play was supposedly heavily favored to the Bucks. Well, we saw Devin Booker have a couple games. We've now seen Chris Paul have a couple games. What is going on with Chris Paul? Because one thing you can always be sure of is that he's sure-handed. Well, the last couple of games, yeah, he has some issues with turnovers. What do you think that is? What have you heard? What is going on with him?
I don't know. It is a little odd. I mean, you know, he is a guy. I mean, you're talking about a guy who sometimes goes 15 to 20, you know, assists without a turnover. He has been a little bit up and down in the series. I think the thing with Chris Paul is typically there are games where obviously, you know, a lot of big scoring games, which is kind of the anomaly. But then most of the time, you know, he just sort of puts up similar stat lines a lot. He's fairly consistent. And yet he's had a couple games in this series that have been sort of outside of his usual. I mean, I think he'll be fine. I think the thing that's a little bit challenging for him ultimately going forward is that if they do lose, you know, even though Booker, I mean, we can argue whether Booker or Paul is more important, but Chris Paul is the face of this thing. And Chris Paul is the veteran star with something on the line here, because I mean, Giannis, you can figure, has more years potentially if you get to the finals. This is probably it for Chris Paul. I mean, people didn't think it was ever going to happen. So I do think that as we get deeper into this series, if Chris Paul doesn't play well, you know, he could go from someone who gets all the credit for getting to the finals to a guy that's sort of in history sort of, you know, blamed for not playing to his level once he got there.
Terrific defensive plays by Antetokounmpo down the stretch. And it's surprising to me, Ethan, we're talking with Ethan Scoop Skolnick here on 940 Wins, 1230 The Zone, and around the world on the iHeartRadio app. Why people want to put the kibosh on this guy? It seemed like there were some very unflattering things being said about his game. I don't know. Does it matter that he can't shoot from the outside? He still, you know, he attempted a couple of really lame three-pointers One especially with almost no time expiring off the shot clock. He just chucked one up there and missed it by a mile. But outside of that temptation that he is inclined to go to every once in a while, I mean, what is wrong with this guy's game?
I mean, here's the thing about it. Any of the great players in this era, in the social media era, you know, they're going to be dissected in a way that other players were not. If you look at some players from the 80s and 90s, okay, particularly the 80s, that we look back on, you know, as great players, if they were playing in this era, there would be a lot of picking apart of them, you know, and they just didn't deal with that kind of stuff. So, in other words, with somebody like LeBron, we obviously know that he's always picked apart. But there were particular games of his that were picked apart, like the way he played the game, that he didn't take enough, you know, he wouldn't take the big shot, that, you know, and that, you know, he was too heavy on the pass instead of all this. Everybody wants the player to, like, conform to exactly the type of player they want him to be. Giannis is a different type of player. I mean, remember, Giannis came in the league as a skinny kid, okay, who has become, you know, one of the most physical forces in the entire game. That's his game. He does that better than anybody else who's playing now, sort of the same way that Shaquille O'Neal did during his day. But Shaq also got criticized for things that he didn't do well. Was he really the best post player and all the rest of this stuff, right? So this is just what we do, okay? And Giannis is going to get more of it in part because he's foreign. He's not sort of perceived to be kind of one of us in that regard. A lot of people are following the NBA. And so he's going to get criticized more for the things he doesn't do well. But just to start to compare him to, like, Ben Simmons, some of that stuff that was going on a couple of days ago was pretty damn ridiculous.
Can you see John Collins playing anywhere but Atlanta next year? And, of course, I bring this up because supposedly, well, a lot of teams are interested in John Collins after the fine performance he had, especially in the postseason. The guy really established himself as a very viable catalyst for success for a lot of teams. But is there any chance that the Heat make an offer, a restricted free agent offer for John Collins of the Hawks?
I think it's possible, but unlikely. And I know that they've been linked with him, and I'm not surprised. I mean, you know, look, at this point, you can link any player out there in free agency with the Heat. You're probably going to be right. But the thing about it is with Collins is that if you're the Heat, you're basically locking yourself into him as the third piece if you get him. And remember, you can make an offer and it can get matched. And I know that they've shortened the time. I think it used to be 7 days. Now it's 3 days. Teams have to match. But there's still a delay before the team has to match. And so because of that delay.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You can lose out on a lot of other good players, so unless they've just decided that John Collins is it, okay? But there is really very little way for the Heat to get both John Collins and a point guard like a Kyle Lowry. And so I think because of that, I think the focus is going to be more on the point guard. I think, you know, we did an episode the other night of kind of like functional bigs that you can put next to Bam, like, the, you know, Jermichael Green and that, you know, Jeff Green and Markieff Morris and Rudy Gay, those types of players at this stage of their careers. I think that's more likely up front, and I think they spend the money on the guard. I do think that Colin Sexton from Cleveland is somebody to watch. I mean, we've been reporting a lot about kind of their interest in him, and that we also reported that his interest is mutual. I think they may be able to strike a deal for him, particularly if they don't ultimately decide that Lowry's the way to go.
Let me ask you, talking about what he have already, and you, when I brought up Tyler Hero the last time we talked, you said his play with whatever he does with the Olympic team or the USA Select team would more bolster his trade value than bolster what he would do with the Heat. What do you do with a Precious Achiuwa? because Mike Brown can't stop singing his friggin' praises. The dude's going coast to coast. He's nailing threes. He's blocking Kevin Durant with a sound play where Durant was trying to score there. Like, he has ascended with his play in a short time with Nigeria. What does that do for his stock? What does that do for him with the Heat or when it comes to trade value, what he's doing with Nigeria?
Well, again, it's both. It's both, right? So, I mean, you're trying to develop the player for you, but then also we know that, you know, you're trying to upgrade and so you may have to flip a young player that you like. I mean, all of this is good. I mean, it's good for him and it's good for the Heat, you know, because obviously you just want to have another potential asset. I think with the Heat, it may give him a little pause because, you know, again, we've been waiting to see him get to a summer league. Well, now he's sort of having something that he's actually more competitive than a summer league. And he's performing, you know, well. And so I do think it'll maybe give Eric some extra ideas when it comes to him. I don't think it changes the overall equation, though. You know, there's certain players that Pat Riley drafts knowing he may ultimately trade the player. I think Precious is one of them. I still don't think that ultimately, you know, their plan was to put Bam and Precious next to each other. Now, if Precious can start shooting threes, but this still is a very undersized front court. It doesn't really fit all that well. I asked Riley after they drafted Precious, we thought the two of them would play together. He's like, oh, of course. But then we saw, like, Spoelstra never do it. And so my overall point on that is that if they're not going to play together, and that means that Precious' upside is as a 14-minute-a-game backup to Bam, undersized. If that's what he's going to be for you, to me, he's a player that you include in the trade.
Ethan Scoop Skolnick, Five Reasons Sports Network, is where you find all of his fine coverage and his entire team there, growing and expanding staff, covering all the things that are going on here, not just in South Florida, but in the world of sports in general. Is there any explanation? I don't know if you need to channel your inner Stephen A. Smith. Any explanation, okay, Ethan Scoop Skolnick, for three Heat scrubs and the Nigerian team beating a group? We've been trying to figure this out all day and the last couple of days.
For a week.
Beating a team of NBA All-Stars that includes Kevin Durant, Damian Lillard, Jason Tatum, Draymond Green, Zach LaVine. How is this possible, Ethan Scoop Skolnick?
Did you see Hoosiers? You saw Hoosiers, right?
Yes,
kind of stuff happens. I mean, how is it possible? I mean, the U.S. team looked a lot better in game three. But it's not really a perfectly constructed team, and they haven't played together very much. I know that's, you know, the excuse everybody throws out there. And, yes, they should have won anyway, of course, if they look like they gave a damn. So that's part of it. But also, I don't think they don't have Dame Lillard's a point guard, but he's not a traditional point guard. Drew Holiday's not even there yet, and he's not even a traditional point guard in my view. They don't really have anybody to kind of pull them together when they go off the rails. Like, they don't have a Chris Paul type, right? Basically, a lot of people don't have Chris Paul types, but in particular, they don't have a Chris Paul type. And in past years, the Olympic team has had a Chris Paul. And so sometimes you just need an Olympic player, you know, a point guard who could just sort of pull these stars together when they start to go ISO or start to do things that maybe they're asked to do on their teams back at home. And I think that's part of it. They didn't have that. They weren't shooting the ball very well. They got into complete isolation game, and so they lost. I still think that no point guard thing, or at least no traditional point guard thing, is going to hurt them as they get deeper into the tournament. And isn't that familiar? Because I think that's something that hurts the Miami Heat.
Do they win the gold medal, in your opinion, Ethan Skolnick?
I think they squeak it out.
Wow.
I think they're going to have some. I think they're going to have some scares, I may even drop one here. But I think they squeak it out. I think ultimately, you know, the one thing they did do well was they brought in closers who can score, and I think that will ultimately pay off in that last game. I think that, you know, between Dame and now, you know, Booker's joining the team now too, so that will help. Although obviously they'll be a little late for it. But they have enough guys that one guy gets hot late and kind of carries them over the edge. But I don't think it's going to be a dominant performance, though.
All right. How can people get involved, get all that coverage that you have going in Five Reasons Sports Network?
You can check out 5ReasonSports.com. My Five on the Floor podcast covers the Heat and the NBA. Also, our YouTube channel at 5ReasonSports. And go to Twitter at 5ReasonSports. I haven't locked myself out of my account lately. So
nice. Good for you.
Good stuff as always, Ethan. Always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks so much for joining us here on the show.
All right. Thanks, guys.
I'll be safe.
Thanks a lot. Ethan Skoop-Skolnick with us here on the ALT Defoe Show, brought to you by Altitude International, altitude-international.com. For more information about this great company, we'll try and grab some telephone calls so we can open up the phone lines a little bit if you like. And it's the last half hour of the show, 866-801-0940. The Greek comes your way 3 o'clock this afternoon. Marlins resume action tomorrow in a twin bill. And I would imagine we have both games. I don't know the exact time frame on that. They've been doing this day-night doubleheader thing in Major League Baseball where they play a seven-inning game in the afternoon and then later on at night.
At 4:05 is the first pitch, and then 7:35 is the next
pitch. They go back-to-back. All right. Two softball games, 2 7-inning games to get the second half started. The deal, Volkswagen run for 71. We need 32 and 41 the rest of the way to accomplish that. Tomorrow we're out at Gulfstream Park, a deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday. Jersey Kyle, the gambling gourmet, Mike Mayo going to be out there on the scene. We'll be live at Gulfstream Park. That's always great. They have Twilight Racing there. And then Saturday, the Hylia Park Trivia Challenge with the Red Hot, Dave Gurgles Gurgly, and, of course, my longtime friend and contemporary here, co-creator of the game, the Hylia Park Trivia Challenge with the Polyman, Paul Masell. That's Saturday at 8 on 940 Wins and the iHeart app. Live from the Champion Simulcasting Room at Hylia Park. I'm Jeff DeForest. He's Mike Luby Lubitz. Back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
It's 9:35.
Fake news would tell you that we don't care for Jews. I tell you all this because I've seen it all, so I just want to set the record straight while they're here. One of our attorneys is a Jew. We have very close friends that are Jewish and rabbis, and we also fellowship with them.
There is nothing better than Defoe. Welcome back to The Defoe Show.
We don't feel like outsiders at all. We are the new
Welcome back to the show. Jeff DeForest, Mike Luby Lubitz with you. 940 Wins, 1230 The Zone around the world on the iHeart Radio app. It's the ALT Defoe Show. If you want to give us a quick shout, it's 866-801-0940, 866-801-0940. If you'd like to join us here on the phone lines, the Bucks, the Milwaukee Bucks, Luby,
yes.
Remind me a little bit of the movie Million Dollar Baby when we were all waiting for Hillary Swank to check out in that hospital. Was that the longest 45 minutes of celluloid you've ever witnessed in your lifetime? And, you know, I love Clint Eastwood. He's great. I could watch him in anything. Just fantastic, whether it was Dirty Harry or any of his comedy movies. Just great, great all-around actor and director. But with Hillary Swank, I mean, you were screaming at the screen. I got thrown out of the theater the first time I saw this movie, and it was the last time also. Is it rude to get up in the middle of, the late scenes in the movie and start screaming, "Die already! Just die! Please die! It now!"
It was awkward. It was like they made that go on way too long.
I mean, it was one thing in a Rocky movie, right? When Adrian was in the hospital there and the music, that slow Rocky music. You know, when there's a little bit of a tragic tone to it. But, that was ugly. Million Dollar Baby. But we're waiting for the Milwaukee Bucks to die, aren't we? I still assume that they're going to lose this series. Is that a fair assumption, Mike Luby Lubitz? Anything can happen, obviously. And I would have to think that under the heading of If You Could Book the Media's Action, the sign from the gods of gambling, and that was an ancient polyman theory that still holds true today, going all the way back into the Stone Age, when they first put out the very first publication of any kind, right? Some guy was hammering Roman numerals into a piece of rock, and he was probably predicting the outcome of a soccer game where they were kicking skulls around and was on the wrong side. There's no doubt about it. I mean, going all the way back to even prehistoric times. We've written off the Bucks how many times in this postseason?
Like
they
10.
Were absolutely finished. Finito, my friends, against the Brooklyn Nets. And then what happens? A fluke injury. Now, in this case, Nothing. I mean, you've had what? Sarek was the one guy that Phoenix lost. Not enough to make you think that they're gonna lose the series.
No,
that wasn't impactful enough. Although they could use an extra big man, and wow. Frank Kaminsky, did they even, he didn't sniff the court last night, did he, Frank Kaminsky?
He doesn't play a lot. I watched the first and fourth quarter. I didn't see him at all.
There was some hope for that guy, you know, coming out of college. Mm. Some hope. I mean, you didn't think he'd be a total stiff, did you? Could have had at least a decent career. But unfortunately, yeah, they don't have a lot of manpower behind DeAndre Ayton. And Ayton was okay in the game. He didn't score enough last night, Luby. Would you say he didn't really help out? I know Booker had 42 points in a game, and he was pretty much their go-to guy. Chris Paul, way off last night. He threw a couple of passes that you wouldn't have even attempted, Luby.
They were bad.
He drove to the basket, and then on the kick-out pass, just threw it right to the other team. I mean, for fast breaks. So fast break points were also a big factor.
I know Ayton had 17 boards. I get it, and I'm sure he helped defend Giannis, and Giannis only had 26 last night. So from the two 40-point games he had done the prior two games, so Ayton did his job in a sense, but he can't have six. You can't have Chris Paul have 10 and Ayton have six and expect to win an NBA Finals game. Like that, I don't know where they went, but there's no one defending Ayton that he should not, even including Giannis, that he shouldn't be able to put up 15 to 20 points.
Well, he doesn't really go for his shot that much. I mean, the only time he really scores, essentially, he has a little short range, a hook shot and a couple of moves from inside 5-6 feet. He doesn't shoot that 15-footer all that bad when they give him the wide-open free throw, but he missed them all last night. It was line drive Brick City for DeAndre Ayton, who I'm kind of rooting for because that pick looked really bad, didn't it?
Yes.
If you go back and track it through history.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, you had Trae Young taken in that draft, Luka Doncic, and DeAndre Ayton is the number one overall pick. What were you thinking, Michael Olowokandi? No, it wasn't.
I didn't go to those lengths, but you weren't thinking star. I'll tell you that.
What made somebody take Michael Olowokandi number one?
He was
overall
a big dude, and he was athletic. And remember, bigs were everything then. If you had a big, you went with them. Like Greg Oden was hurt his entire year, and because he showed he had potential, he was drafted. And Durant was amazing as a freshman. Oden over Durant, no one. It was a question, quote unquote, but it wasn't a big question. Like when the Blazers went with Oden, it wasn't like they were seen as idiots. And Durant was clearly the more talented guy. But Oden played with one hand all year. Like, he was hurt that year.
When the Blazers went with Oden, I was thinking Stu Inman is off the hook for taking Sam Bowie over Michael.
He just always went big.
That was an idiotic move. What are you talking about? I mean, in hindsight, it's obviously easy to say that. But Durant looked like he was going to be spectacular. This is Booker, Justice, Winslow all over again. Greg Oden was a giant question mark, was he not?
Well, the
question mark and a mystery.
With Oden was, he was playing with the wrong hand and still was a monster. Like, that Buckeye team was good. They had Conley and Daquan Cook was on the team.
Wasn't he shooting free throws left-handed during that period of time?
He was playing with the wrong hand because his shooting hand, the right hand, was broken. And he still was a beast. Like, that Florida team was loaded, and he was clearly, like, he kept that Buckeye team in that final. So, like, you're like, okay, if Oden can do that when he gets healthy, that was the thing, though. He never got healthy, and Durant was a beast then and went on to be, what, a top 10 player ever? So, the big being the guy, and Ayton, that's what the Ayton thing was, too. Like, that draft, Luka and Trae Young seemed to be better prospects, but Ayton was the big. We still fall in love with the big. That's just our natural, you know, cognition is to go with the big dude when the game has really gone away from that.
Can you discount a guy's performance as being subpar when he grabs 17 rebounds in a game?
I don't know.
What are we talking here? Nate Thurman?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's Russell. It's like Bill Russell. Like, Bill Russell would put up 10 and have 20, and that was a great game. But they had like five Hall of Famers. Like, the Suns don't have that.
Clifford Ray? That would be his kind of game. Although Clifford Ray really didn't have much of a smooth offensive game. Going all the way back to the old Warriors from many, many years ago when they were the San Francisco Warriors from the Cow Palace in San Francisco,
exactly.
California.
Yeah, Pastor.
There's just something wrong about a stadium, an arena. I mean, it's one thing a stadium is the Cow Palace, but an arena named the Cow Palace, wow.
Yeah, it's not good.
You just sense that it didn't smell good in there. All right, we're coming back with more. We'll wrap things up, and it's been a lot of fun being with you all morning long. We'll be out at the track tomorrow. That's always great for us. Jersey Kyle on the scene, the Gambling Gourmet, Mike Mayo. Maybe we'll catch up with Len Robbins again from the New York Extra. Trackside, Gulfstream Park, always a great place to be. And it'll be a deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday. Saturday, we're out at Hialeah Park for the Hialeah Park Trivia Challenge. So lots more to come this week on the ALT Defo Show, brought to you by Altitude International. Jeff DeForest, Mike Luby Lubitz. 940 wins, 1230 The Zone, around the world on the iHeartRadio app. Can't wait to get baseball back, huh? Black Wednesday was a little there bit of a stiff, was it not?
Yeah.
I watched some of the WNBA All-Star game before the NBA game got underway last night.
Well, there you go.
Are the women in jeopardy also? I mean, they lost to the remaining players in the WNBA who are not in on the U.S. Olympic team. What do you think about that, Luby? That was a little strange, wasn't it?
Yeah, I didn't know the international flair was so strong in the women's game, but I guess it is.
Who's this woman? The sister of Wally Ogunleye, the one that won the MVP last night?
I don't know.
Are you familiar with her?
I don't know.
No?
No, I don't know.
It's like, yeah, she has a name like Wally Ogunleye, only obviously she's nothing like Wally Ogunleye since she's in the WNBA. Could shoot the rock, though, with a nice three-point stroke. All right, coming back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
It's 9:50.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.